The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Okay, so I'm doing this amazing charity event on Wednesday. Wednesday is National Tiara Day. Seriously, it really is. There's a National Tiara Day. So I am actually with a group of some amazing people hosting an event. So for those of you who live in fabulous Las Vegas, or if you just want an excuse to visit fabulous Las Vegas, the folks at Ricardo's Mexican restaurant, which is on the corner of Decatur and Flamingo, have volunteered the venue space to host our event. And then the folks at Breakthrough Beverage have donated enough tequila for the first 100 guests who are wearing a tiara with a free margarita. So even if you just show up wearing a tiara, you get your first margarita for free. So we have some really fabulous raffle prizes that we're doing. And I'm going to be there doing readings, and 100% of everything we're doing is going to benefit Help of Southern Nevada. So having said that, for those of you that are listening or tuning into this program at any time before Thursday morning, because I do replay the program during the week here on Blog Talk Radio and a couple of other venues, if you could go to tiarasandtequila.com, the fabulous folks really helped me out with the website that we pretty much put together in less than a week. And the folks with Performance Intermedia were just fabulous about helping make that happen. Anyway, so for a very modest consideration, I should add. But anyway, the website is tiarasandtequila.com, so totally spelled out, tiarasandtequila.com. And you'll see that we're doing this event at Ricardo's on Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, May 24th. And there's a little donate now button. So if I have ever answered a question for you, or if you just enjoy the program, if you could actually click on that button and donate 5, 10, 20 bucks to help us Southern Nevada. 100% of the proceeds is going to them. So I would truly appreciate it. Your donation is tax deductible. It goes directly to the Help of Southern Nevada link. So you'll go right to their website and the page that allows you to use your PayPal to donate. I would truly, truly appreciate it. And for those of you who are living in Vegas, it would be awesome for you to stop by and say hello. And wear your tiara. So again, first 100 people wearing a tiara gets their first margarita for free. Yay! So my Las Vegas peeps, man, show up, have a great time. It's going to be wonderful. And if even if you're not coming to Vegas, wear your tiara anyway on National Tiara Day. And when people ask you, oh, I'm digging the tiara, I say, well, it's National Tiara Day, and I'm wearing this today to support Help of Southern Nevada. So HELP's website is HELPSONV.org, but there's a direct link on the tiarasandtequila.com website, so you can just donate right from there, and I would truly, truly appreciate it. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shantae.
Hi, Shantae. What's your question?
I was looking to settle down, and I was just wondering, when do you see me meeting that person?
So, okay, so I want to address the phrase settle down, okay? Because let me just talk about that phrase for a second, because you're my first caller, and I can spend as much time with you as I want. It's my radio program, right? So here's the thing, is I don't want you to use the word settle down. Because it sounds like you're going for mediocre.
Okay.
Okay. So instead, I want you to say, I'm seeking my companion of choice for this lifetime. Because when you do it that way, it's not about the M word. It's not about buying the house with a white picket fence. It's not about finding the one. Although by you creating the energy of companion of choice, you are more likely to draw to you the one person that is a perfect fit for you, all right? So the way I want you to phrase it is you're seeking your companion of choice so that you can build a life together and that the life together is more meaningful.
Okay.
Because I think that's what you really mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see what the cards want to tell you. So there's a man here. Oh, two men. Oh, my. Okay, so there – my, Shantae. Two guys here. All right. So I got this card that talks about you absolutely have to disregard any relationship from the past as your companion of choice in the future. Okay? So there's a sadness card of somebody you thought was the one you were going to marry. And so that's the one we got to realize that there's no future with that person. We just got to let that one go, all right? So here's the thing, that there are two men that I see, and both of them are awesome guys. The first one has got he's likely to be a water sign, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. This is a guy that is in something where he does either emergency work or healing work. So he could be a nurse or a doctor or a firefighter or a policeman or a ambulance driver, whatever. This is a guy that his whole day is about taking care of things. And at the end of the day, things with people, you know, big issues with people. And at the end of the day, he knows how to cut that off and just be himself. But this is not a guy you're going to meet at a bar. This is a guy that's more likely someone you're going to meet doing, like if you decided to take OSHA classes, for example, Occupational Safety and Health Administration classes, just to get your CPR certification up to date or find out about safety or water safety, fire safety, that kind of thing, you're more likely to meet that guy there, all right? The second guy... Now, the first guy's cute, but the second guy is so good-looking that it's almost a burden that he's that good-looking. And I say it like that for a reason, because I have found that people that are very, very good-looking, what happens is a lot of people don't see past the fact that they're good-looking. They don't really connect in with their mind and their smarts. The second guy is very good with money. So he could be in real estate, an accountant. He could be somebody that is that having a lot of money with him is no big deal, which is funny for me to say that as kind of part of his mojo, but this is a guy that he's a magnet for money. So any business venture he seems to create is something he does really well. So this guy you're more likely to meet in classic classroom environments, like, you know, actually at a community college or a university. This is also a guy that you would see at professional networking events, like charity events that are kind of high-end, maybe even Toastmasters where he's learning to speak publicly. But you're going to have a choice of these two men. And, Shantae, the secret with this one is do not sleep with either man for at least 3 months after you start dating them. So you're going to date both of them at the same time because as long as you're not poking anybody, they're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are the two guys. And what it's saying is that you have to get away from your usual circle of friends to meet these two men. Now, it may be that I actually think there's another girlfriend that is kind of in the same place as you are, that you're ready to find your companion of choice for the lifetime. And that would be my my dynamic duo partner to do some of these things that I'm suggesting. Because the two of you might even turn out that the two of you meet these two guys at the same time. And it ends up being really kind of a fun foursome almost from the beginning and as a really amazing friendship. So love is coming to you, and the only thing you need to do is get out of your usual circle of activities and absolutely let go anyone from the past that you thought might come back to you, because that's not going to happen.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 401 area code. Hello, 401. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Fernanda.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? Because I can barely hear you.
Yes. It's Fernanda.
Fernanda. What a cool name.
Yes.
All right, Fernanda, what is your question for me?
I have a question. Is currently I'm separated with my husband, and I had filed for divorce. But one time, it's not something that I want, even though I filed. And at one time, he said he didn't want it. Then he said he wanted, and now he's giving me all these mixed signals. We weren't talking. Now he's trying to reach out to me. So I just wanted to see what you see, if there's any reconciliation,
Fernanda,
what's going on.
The biggest thing you got to tackle in this relationship is your jealousy.
Okay.
You're jealous of any time he spends away from you, and you go automatically into suspicion mode with him when he's probably not doing anything wrong.
Well, he actually is with another woman right now. He's been out of the house for 7 months. And
okay, but,
it was,
but
believe it
right,
or not, I know you have Lucky Mojo, and I've looked at it, and they actually put goofers dust at our door.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that you got to watch the jealousy. Okay, because if you're trying to compete with anybody, what's going to happen is that when you compete, you lose. See, I don't compete. It's like I believe the people that are meant to find me will find me. I believe that you found me today for a reason. Okay, so what it's saying is that you guys have to have the ability to totally let go of anything from the past to make this move forward. I actually think you have a shot with this guy. I actually think you can make it work with your husband, all right? But what I'm seeing is that he has to choose you because of your best qualities, not because of your worst qualities.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I agree. I am a very jealous – I was a very jealous person, but I have learned to let go of a lot of things in this past 7 months.
So here's the thing is that you both have taught each other a lesson. So we got to stop getting into this sort of one-up-ish thing that's going on. And so the way I would do it, if I were you, is I would wait about 3 days. In other words, in 3 days, you're not going to send him a text. You're not going to try and call him. For 3 days, you're not going to call him or anything. No communication for 3 days. All right. So on Thursday, so wait, Monday, Tuesday. So you're going to wait till Thursday. On Thursday, actually, no, make that Wednesday, because I like the numerology day Wednesday because it's the 24th. 2 and 4 equals 6. 6 is the number of love. All right, so on Wednesday, you're going to send him a text that's very, very simple and something like, I really miss you today.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
We're actually supposed to meet this week. Like I said, all of a sudden, last week he started reaching out to me and he's like, do you want to meet for coffee? But he called me, but we wanted just to discuss like the divorce things, which I'm very surprised because we haven't not communicated in like a month. Like every time he heard of my name, it was like hearing the devil, you know, and all of a sudden he reached out to me. So that's where I got all confused and started getting all these.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know what
I would just on Wednesday morning, if he has not reached out to you in the next 3 days, all right, I would reach out to him Wednesday and say something like, I'm thinking about you today. I miss you. Or just, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about you today, with a little heart
mm-hmm.
emoji, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Something very simple. Because you can attract way more bees by being a flower than by being a pile of, you know what?
Right.
Okay, so I want you to be the flower. And
okay.
What it's saying here is that you've got all these, like, there's a lot of tangles here, Fernanda.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tangles. And mm-hmm. you have to undo the tangle one thread at a time because
okay.
you guys have to learn to trust each other and you got to get past the tangles by doing sort of the opposite of what you would normally do because what you would normally do is maybe get in a fight and yell about it. And what I'm trying to get you to do is start pointing out the things that the two of you are good together doing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not sex. It's
mm-hmm.
about when you do meet with him and say, and of course you're gonna look amazing when you meet with him. You're gonna look amazing when you meet with him, and you're gonna
mm-hmm.
sit down and you're gonna say, "Wow, I really missed you." You're gonna say that to him. So
mm-hmm.
if he doesn't reach out by Wednesday, you're gonna send him a text that says, "I'm thinking about you," and then
mm-hmm.
he's gonna respond back, you're gonna make a date to get together. And I don't care if it's lunch or coffee or whatever. And you're going to get together with him. And then when you meet him, you're going to look awesome. And the first thing you're going to say is, wow, I can't believe how much I've missed you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you're not going to talk about the other woman. You're actually not going to talk about the divorce. If he brings it up, say, gosh, I was kind of hoping we could just talk today.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
wherever you owe him an apology, you need to say
mm-hmm.
it. Because I'd rather mm-hmm. you be happy than be right.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I've told him I forgive him. I've told him in the middle, because like I said, he's the one
who
walked
sweetie,
out of the house.
Wait. You're still taking kind of a defensive stand, and I want you to take an open stand. So when you
mm-hmm.
actually see him, I want you to apologize for your part in this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you just say, I'm really sorry for blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to tell you, there was a gal who I did a reading with that she and her fiancé got in a fight, and he didn't hit her or anything, but she ended up calling the police and filing domestic violence charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I told her is, you have to apologize to him.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
she's like, well, he made me so mad. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Nobody can make you anything.
You're
right. the one that gives yourself permission to make yourself whatever. So the thing is that I want you to be as open to whatever you guys talk about and be willing to take responsibility for your part in it. Because what I'm seeing is you have the best card in the deck about moving forward in trust in this relationship. And it's by showing the best side of the relationship with the two of you, not bringing up anything prickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
so you've already told him you forgive him, but now that you've told him that, the next thing that's going to make him really start looking at you again is you apologize for your part of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see? But the answer to your question, can you make it work with him? Yes.
Yeah, that is. He's, like I said, he's with another woman. He's been with this woman since pretty much he left the house. Like I said,
yeah, well, he did
that
upset
at my door.
You. No,
but,
I'm sorry, what was the thing at the door? Wait. What was the thing at the
they
door?
They put goofer's dust. They put goofer's dust.
Oh,
they
that
put
stuff
another
doesn't
powder.
Work. Oh, wait, sweetie. None of that. Okay. I don't believe in curses or bad energy. I don't believe in that. And so when someone does that, you have to look at that and go, wow, how sad. That energy is going to come back to them 10 times. That's all you have to say. You know, thank God that I have you in my heart. Lord, thank you I have you in my heart. Because they're the ones that are going to cause themselves pain from doing that. You do any negative energy, it comes back to you 10 times. Okay, so I'm just trying to tell you that isn't it sad that she would go to that level? Because obviously that's the vibration that you need to embrace. Fernanda, isn't it sad that she would go to that extreme level when all that is going to cause her more pain? And all that's going to happen is actually, I'm going to use this analogy, and you're going to think, okay, you know how when you were a teenager and you got a zit?
Yep.
Okay, well, let's say the curse, or this alleged curse, this throwing the egg and whatever the phony bony dust is on the whatever. Let's say that's a zit, right? And you squeeze the zit and you get the crap out of the zit and then it heals. Right? Well, here's the funny thing is that you can always heal yourself by bringing in light into your heart. The fact that she would do something like that, it's going to hurt her 10 times. So isn't it sad that she would go to that extreme measure? Because that is the action of a desperate person. So all I'm telling you is that if all you have to do, and I have to let you go after I say this, all you have to do is show him your best side. And he will choose you. All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question?
I had an interview on May 9th.
Okay.
And I was trying to see if you see them offering me the position.
Well, you're certainly qualified. You certainly have the mojo for it. Here's the interesting thing. Did you send your handwritten thank you notes?
Yes.
Good girl. I'm so proud of you. So here's what you do is you don't call on Monday, all right? You call on Tuesday. And the reason I want you to call on Tuesday is the 23rd, which numerology-wise is the number of communication, all right? So you call Tuesday at, say, 10 a.m., and you leave a message for whoever you interviewed with. And this is saying that the woman, a woman that you leave a message for is the best person. So was it a panel interview or just a one-on-one?
There was two people.
Okay. And the saying that there's a woman here that actually thought you were pretty cool.
Yeah, the woman, she is actually, they have two positions open. The guy
right.
is who I'll report to. The woman is
That's
leaving
fine.
And going to another position. So
okay.
I didn't think she liked me, so that's interesting. I thought
but she was giving
me weird vibes.
Okay, here's the thing, is that there's a part of her that doesn't want to give up this position. There's and she's under some stress that you don't know about. So what I would do, and you could just do it via email, if you're more comfortable sending out something via email as opposed to calling her. Are you on LinkedIn?
No.
Okay, because here's what I would do is I would spend today getting yourself set up on LinkedIn with your skill set and then and put your experience on there, and then I would request to connect with this gal on LinkedIn because I'm pretty sure she probably is on LinkedIn. So I would do that first, see if she's on LinkedIn before you sign up for LinkedIn, but then start sending requests out to people that you already know professionally. And I know I'm kind of giving you a bigger answer to your question than what you actually asked, but I'll get to the answer to your question in a second. The thing is that this woman wants to be respected for what she did in that position before she moves on. She wants to make sure that whoever takes over what she's doing is going to be a good fit and she thinks is going to be trainable because I believe she may be doing the training. So what you do is you reach out on Tuesday. I don't care if it's email and I don't care if it's over the phone, but you reach out to her and you thank her for a marvelous opportunity to visit with her and that you're looking forward to the next step and that how exciting for her that she gets to be promoted within the same company because it's exactly the type of growth you're looking for in an organization. Something like that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the thing is that you don't know how many other candidates we're interviewing. So it could be that you might have gotten weird vibes from her, but the other people she might not have liked at all.
Yeah, well, they interviewed five. That's what they told me. And they'll be hiring two.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. By you doing the follow-up with her, you've already sent your handwritten thank yous, which is perfect. But now you do the follow-up, and you actually say, you know, let's say your name's Sally. Dear Sally, I just want to let you know how wonderful it was to have the opportunity to interview with you and whatever the guy's name, Bill, with you and Bill. And then you say, I really think that it's an awesome company that promotes from within and that you're celebrated for what you bring to the table. And no matter what, I wanted to say congratulations for your next step. And I look forward to meeting with you again sometime soon. Something very supportive of the fact that she's worked herself to being promoted within the company, but then also reminding her that you're still interested and that you really think that there could be a bright future together. Because I'm sitting here looking at your cards. You're very good at what you do. There's no question you have the qualifications for this. The action card in your reading is talking about you taking initiative. So that's why I'm suggesting that you reach out to her via email. Then there she is in the middle of your reading, and she is awesome at what she does. And there's a part of her that's reluctant to give up this to go to the next step. You see, there's a part of her that even though she's getting a promotion, there's a reluctance. And then this is saying that you have to get out a little bit out of your comfort zone to find out because you'd rather find out the truth than not know, right?
Right.
So by you reaching out to her directly and pretty much singing her praises for the fact that, wow, you must work for this must be a really great company that you're being promoted from within.
Okay.
In other words, it's a double compliment. It compliments the company and it compliments her, right? And then you close it with something, you know, I look forward to visiting with you again. Because
okay.
I think there may be another interview. It
okay.
may be that there's a choice of three people and you're one of the three people. And by you taking that extra little something and showing that you can write sort of a follow-up to your because here's the thing, your handwritten thank you might have gotten lost. She might not have received it yet. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So you go with the idea that I just wanted to reach out to you and say thank you for having the opportunity to meet with me. And it was great to meet with you and Bill. And what a neat company that you must work for, that they're promoting you from within and you get to move on to the next level. I think that's awesome. And then you close it with, I look forward to meeting with you again. I look forward to our next visit. That's even another way to put it. I look forward to our next visit. Sincerely, Kathy.
Okay. Well, it doesn't make sense what you're saying, because I complimented her in the interview because she's been there 12 years, and I was like, you must know your job. You can do your job with your eyes closed, something to that effect. And she was like, yeah. And it was, so it was a compliment, and then she would be there helping. So you've been right about the whole thing. So hopefully I'm the chosen
All you have to
too,
do.
But
here's
I
the
appreciate
thing.
It.
Let's just say this, Kathy. The worst thing that happens is you don't get the job. Right? That's the worst thing. You can deal with that, right? But here's the thing, is that if you do it in a very, very classy way. So I just posted on Facebook the other day, take the high road, less traffic there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's my motto. It's what I do. I really make every effort to always take the high road.
Yeah,
even if someone doesn't treat me well, I'll go in my internally. I might be doing this huge tailspin, but I will say, "Oh wow, then my timing must be off. My apologies." So
yeah,
I always turn it around.
It's just that I'm unemployed, and I think that I need any job, but this seems like a good company and a good job. So that's my only.
Okay, and so. So what I would do before you send the email on Tuesday, all right, you could even send it late in the day tomorrow if you want. Late in the day tomorrow might even be, I don't care, just send her an email. And then, but tomorrow, get yourself dressed up and go to a couple of temporary staffing services and say that you're looking for a temp to hire position in your mojo, in your specialty. Because here's the thing. Is that your cards are saying that you're going to be working, and this is saying you're going to be working as quickly as 3 weeks.
Okay, good.
So, but it doesn't mean that you wait for the UPS guy to deliver the job to you. You have to get out there, because when people meet you, Kathy, they adore you.
That's true. If someone says yes and I can get my foot in the door, I can.
I know you can, baby.
I know my
I know
job,
you can.
Like you said.
I know you
and
can.
And I'm a good people person, and I'm like you. I try to take the high road. You might not know that you have irked me, but I'm trying to take the high road. And even if you've irked me, got on my nerves, slammed me, whatever, I still will be cordial and polite to you.
I have every faith in you, girl. I have every faith. All right, sweetie. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so I've got somebody here from the, let's go to the 858 area code. Hello, 858. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. It's Anne. How are you doing?
Hi, Anne. What's your question?
Well, do you see any romantic development with someone that I know? This gentleman, I just don't know. Maybe he's not interested.
Well, I don't know how anyone could not be interested in you. Okay, I'm seeing a man here with dark hair and dark eyes. Is this man, does he have dark hair and dark eyes?
No, he has light blue eyes. And
So we make him a friend. We make, you know, make the guy with the light hair and light eyes a friend. Because the guy I see you having a romantic adventure with, and this could go into the exact kind of relationship you want with a man. He has dark hair and dark eyes.
I don't know anyone like this.
Well, you haven't met him yet. So this is a new man, Anne, and I like him a lot. Dark hair, dark eyes, incredibly attractive. All right?
Mm.
And this is somebody that you just feel like. He almost feels like a childhood friend, like you've known him your whole life, but you've never looked at him like this before, but you've never met him before either. But he's got this feeling of familiar with him that I like him a lot. And I'm actually thinking that probably the best way for you to meet him is something connected with, and I'm going to call it love work, whatever your love work is. So, you see, I believe that people have regular work, and then they have relationship work, and then they have love work. And their love work is the thing that they do that they know is unique to them that contributes to making somebody else's life better in some way, right? Or some other spirit better in some way. So it could be by going to church. It could be by volunteering once a month at a spay-neuter clinic at a cat or dog rescue. It could be anything. But I'm calling it your love work. That it may be through that kind of work you meet him.
Okay.
But it's out of your usual comfort zone. So it's not what you're doing now. It's something different. And I'm telling you, the universe has timed this to be divine timing. In other words, you meet him right when you need to meet him, right when you're supposed to meet him. And this is saying that the next 2 months for you are very, very powerful for romance. So I would say between now and the end of July, very powerful for romance for you.
In July?
I'm saying between now and the end of July, so the next 10 weeks, all right?
Okay.
The next 10 weeks, I want you to be way more aware to the men around you that are trying to catch your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk into Starbucks to go get your latte, instead of walking right to the barista and ordering, I want you to pause at the door, look around to see if there's somebody that might be interesting, or you're going to look around as though you're sort of looking for somebody, and see if there's a guy that catches your eye. And if there's a guy that catches your eye and he happens to have dark hair and dark eyes, smile at him. You don't have to sleep with him. Just smile at him. Okay? And you got to learn how to flirt again.
Okay?
Because here's the thing. Do not put so much energy toward this other man, because this other man's not ready for a relationship. So you just tell him, I think we're going to be great friends. You just do the friend vibe with him. But with this other guy, this other guy is the guy that I see for you romantically. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you, Mona.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hello, hello. This is Troy calling. And, my question was sort of like the sisters who just got off. You know, last night, you know, I was with a female friend of mine, but, you know,
oh, by the way, Troy, wait,
yes.
Wait, I got to stop you. Please do not make a habit of referring to women as females.
Okay,
just,
sorry.
Just make a habit of that because you know, when you refer to a woman as a female, the only thing you're referring to is her gender. You're not referring to the whole woman that she is. And some women find that word offensive. So I just want you to right away, eliminate that word from your vocabulary unless you're talking about puppies or kittens. Okay?
All right. All
right, so you were acquainted with a woman last night. Now go on with your question.
All right. And, she acts like she doesn't have any feelings for me, you know what I mean? And when we was together last night, I had ended up leaving her to go and meet another woman that I have interest in, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she seemed to feel kind of way about that. So my question is, what's the deal with her? Like, you know, like is
oh,
like,
so the first woman got a little annoyed about the fact that you kind of left her at the place high and dry and went to somebody else.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But
so
now
what?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, she fronts like she doesn't have any type of feelings for me. But then when I do stuff like that, she gets in her feelings, you know?
Okay, so here's what you say to her. And I would text her this one. Because you have her cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you text her and you say, hey, it seemed like you really weren't interested in spending the evening with me last night. So I went off and met another friend.
All right.
That's all you say. You say, you didn't seem like you were interested in me last night, and so I went to meet another friend. You don't have to say that you did anything like, you know, anything more than that.
Yeah.
It was just a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say, I went to meet another friend because you didn't seem to be that interested in spending time with me last night. So then you can say, I'd love to see you again, but I really would like to feel like you're interested in me. And if you're not, it's okay. We can just be friends. So you, in other words, you turn it around on her by saying, you know, you didn't seem that into me last night, so I don't know why you're upset.
Yeah, because, you know, that is the vibe that she gives off sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes, because me and her quick to argue. Like, we real quick to argue. But we really best friends. Like, we friends. But, you know, she just, like, she acts like she has more than friend feelings. But I don't know. It's just really confusing. And then, you know,
okay.
Whenever.
I want to tell you, I actually think this woman is your companion of choice. And I think that all the stuff you're going through right now is sort of tests for the relationship, which, again, I don't think is a bad thing. I actually think that that you two could have a future together. But you have to actually call her on the fact that you reacted to how she was reacting to you. So you say, hey, I hooked up with another friend last night because you didn't seem to be so interested in being with me. So I'd love to have an evening where I just spend time with you.
Right.
Now, so if you – and by the way, that's irresistible to a woman if you said that. If you said, you didn't seem that interested in me last night, so I went and met another friend, but I'd love to actually devote an entire evening to you. Now,
right.
That – how can you react any way but favorably to that?
Exactly.
So if you say, I want to make it all about you, and if she still acts, you know, distant, then you still keep playing footsies with other friends. I don't care about that. But she has to turn around and go, oh, wow, okay, well, yeah, maybe I was kind of aloof and standoffish and kind of acting like a bit of a bitch. I mean, maybe
right.
She'll say that to herself, and she'll go, well, yeah, I really would like to hog you all to myself. And then you go, you do a classic, you know, movie and dinner, and do it in that order. Movie first, dinner afterward.
Movie and dinner.
Okay. Movie and dinner in that order. So you do like a late afternoon movie, like a 4 o'clock movie, and then you go to dinner. Say, I'd really like to spend time just with you. Would you like to do a movie and a dinner? So you're actually suggesting the evening. And you can even say, you pick the movie, which, by the way, is very manly of you to say that. Pick the movie. Here's the thing, is that we got to get out of the whole defensive part of this, because the reason she's acting this way is she doesn't want to be hurt.
So do you really feel like she might be the one for me?
I do, because the way your
wow.
cards are coming up. And I think you feel that way, too, or you wouldn't be asking her about, even asking me about her. Seriously. So here's the thing, is that, you know, you got to court each other for a year and a half. I mean, you literally have to date seriously for a year and a half before there's any proposal. So this is not something that's going to be a flash in the pan where, oh, in 2 weeks you're proposing. It literally means that, hey, you start with, you didn't seem that into me last night, so I went and met another friend. But I'd love to take you to the movies and to dinner. You pick the movie and let me know when. Now,
wow.
That's going to be irresistible to her, because all it shows her is that, you know, if she's not into you, you're going to leave. I mean, you know, and then
yeah.
She's going to calm down.
Yeah.
All right, so
wow.
You do that, and then you call me next week or email me and tell me what happened. All right,
Troy,
right, got to go.
Thanks. All right,
yeah. Thanks. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Sharon. How are you today?
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hello. Well, I'm trying to change careers. Do you see me getting an offer soon?
Well, have you been interviewing?
Yeah, I just haven't had any. The one I just did, I didn't get. But, yes, I'm interviewing. I just didn't have any hits this week. But, yes, I send resumes out continuously.
Okay, so here's the thing is, and I want to tell you, it's like I've actually been looking for a sort of a sales job myself, just a regular job, just to kind of, you know, keep things going, you know. And there was a job that my qualifications were absolutely perfect. Seriously, I was the only applicant. My qualifications were perfect. I know the area. I know the content. I mean, seriously, I was perfect for this job. Perfect. And I was the only applicant. And they didn't call me. And I'll tell you the follow-up I did. I met the person that was running this particular trade show that worked for the company. I reached out directly to the VP of sales. I've reached out directly to the senior director of recruiting. And I have all the qualifications. And you know why I think that they haven't called me? Is two things. Either I'm too assertive, even though it's a sales position. Either I'm too assertive or I'm too old.
Okay. I said, but no, I get it. But there's like probably 50 to 100 that apply for the job that I do. It's very competitive, at least.
So here's the thing. Is the person I actually see you working with is a gentleman that has brown hair and blue eyes. And he's looking for somebody that he can turn over the majority of his responsibilities to that can handle him, that can handle it and allow him to be freed up to do what he really likes to do in his job. So do you have your profile on LinkedIn?
Oh, absolutely, Mona. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All updated,
yes. Okay, so one of the things I'd like you to do is I'd like you to write an article from the job seeker perspective. So you could actually even write, and you can even talk about what recruiters do right from a job seeker's perspective.
Okay.
And you write this article. So there's a website out there called pixabay.com, pixabay.com. It's where you can get images downloaded to your computer for free. So you find an image that looks. Find an image and you actually make the picture and put the title "What Recruiters Do Right ... from a job seeker's perspective."
Okay.
So here's the thing: is that you start out with it's okay to tell me no. And you talk about your job search, and you talk about XYZ company, because you're not going to name any companies, but you're going to actually list the companies that did it the right way. Now, what's going to happen is that you're going to post this article out there on LinkedIn. You're going to write this today. And you're going to get somebody reaching out to you that's a recruiter.
Okay.
That's how I think you find the job.
Huh. Because I'm already with, like, about four recruiters.
Doesn't matter. No, what you do is you write about what recruiters do, right, ... from a job seeker's perspective.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, I would imagine that at least 50% of the people on LinkedIn are looking for a new job. They're either unemployed and looking for a job, or they are underemployed looking for a job, or they hate their job and they're looking for a job, or they're looking for the next step in their career, whatever it is. Okay, so here's what I'm trying to tell you, is that if you write what recruiters do well, ... from a job seeker's perspective, not only will recruiters read it, which is what you want the recruiters to read it, all right? But what will also happen is that people will go, oh, what a great article, who is this person? And then they'll look at your experience on LinkedIn. And you might get someone contacting you. The other thing is make sure the first two sentences in your summary are grabbing. So Mystic Mona has a page on LinkedIn, right? So the first two lines are the most important lines because that's what people see first. And then you have to click more to read the whole summary. But those first two lines are the most important. So for you.
What time? Go on.
So for you, something like an engaging and detail-oriented, whatever your career is.
All right.
So you want to
tell me
that first two lines that you can read, That needs to be the most grabbable, amazing two lines on LinkedIn. Because you want people to read the rest of your summary.
I know. I go on LinkedIn all the time. Do the cards say I'm going to be getting this very shortly?
What it's saying here is there's something about the next 4 to 6 weeks that's sort of that's why I'm asking you to write an article, because there's something about the next 4 to 6 weeks that's really powerful for you, because it's talking about the more mature you present yourself, the more powerful it is for you in the long run.
Okay.
And that's what you want. You want it to look at like, here's the thing, is that it doesn't matter that you're currently working somewhere else. You're just writing this as a, this is what I've observed. This is what I know. And it doesn't matter that whatever you're doing now, because, you know, if you're working at a company now, people are not looking at your profile from where you work now.
Okay, I know. Okay.
Okay, so you see what I'm trying to get to with you with this. Because what I'm seeing is that it is going to be the networking. It's almost like people who owe you favors are going to be the people that help you do this. But you write about what recruiters do right from a job seeker's perspective. And,
okay.
I mean, because if a recruiter were to call you and say, you know, you interviewed really well, but it was between you and some guy that was already in the company, they gave it to the guy that's already in the company. All right. But no, it doesn't always happen. But what you say is you actually celebrate the recruiter that gives you the information, even if it's not the information you wanted to hear.
Okay.
Because you'd
that
rather know the truth than not know anything.
Okay.
See? All right, gal pal. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.